For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Many people who have had shingles say it's the greatest pain they've ever endured. About 1 million people get shingles every year. Since it was licensed in 2006, the vaccine Zostavax has been recommended to older Americans to prevent shingles. Late last year, doctors began to recommend a new vaccine they think will be more effective than Zostavax. I talked with Dr. Peter Gulick of the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine about that new vaccine, Shingrix.
Shingrix is a recombinant adjuvant vaccine. So what that means, very simplistically, is it's not a live virus anymore. What they've done is they've taken a part of the virus and they've attached onto it another substance which can very much stimulate the immune system, and it's called an adjuvant. And it can be of different products, but basically the mechanism is that this adjuvant stimulates the immune system that then gets starts to recognize the part of the zoster virus, so that then it becomes an effective vaccine. But the recombinant vaccine is much, much more effective as far as stimulating the immune system than the live virus.
I seem to recall that we used to recommend that people get the Zostavax vaccination at the age of 60. Are you saying that we're starting to recommend Shingrix for people at the age of 50?
That is correct. So right now, the ACIP, which is the governing body for vaccinations, and it's national group that gives advice on different vaccines and how to vaccinate and when to vaccinate, but their recommendation was, yes, greater than age 50.
I understand that Shingrix is administered in two doses, 2 to 6 months apart. Is that right?
That is correct. So you get your first vaccine at a certain portion, and then you wait between 2 to 6 months to get your second dose. And that's, again, to help to better stimulate the immune system. The first dose may stimulate it to a certain point, but then the second dose stimulates it much more effectively.
Shingrix hasn't been on the market very long. How much do we know, if anything, about whether we'll ever at some point need a booster of Shingrix?
I think as we follow the vaccine and the effectiveness, we'll get more and more information. But I can give you a little bit of information on the effectiveness. So what they've done is they followed the vaccine over at least 3 years. And after the first year, it's still 84.7% effective. And then after 3 years, it's still greater than 70% effective. So it tends to have a longer ability to protect you against reactivation of the zoster vaccine than the live virus.
What if you got the Zostavax vaccine just even in the last year or two? Are you recommending that people get Shingrix on top of that?
Yes, I am, because, again, there's no harm to doing that. Plus, you're getting a more effective vaccine that's going to be much more effective in stimulating your immune system. And, again, where the real advantage of the vaccine is again, to prevent you from getting shingles, because I can't stress enough how painful this condition really is. But even more so, it will be effective in preventing the post-herpetic neuralgia as well, which is one condition that I've taken care of many patients with and is extremely debilitating as far as the pain that it can cause.
We've been talking about the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix, with Dr. Peter Gulick of the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. Dr. Gulick, thank you.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.